Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to listen again to what our God desired specifically for his prophet Isaiah to speak to his chosen people. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The book of Isaiah can be seen as divided into two major sections. First major section runs from chapter 1 through chapter 39. And much of that section is considered historical accounts leading up to Judah's fall to the Babylonian Empire, and thus their following exile into that nation. Second major section runs from chapter 40, which is the beginning of our text for today, through the end of the book at chapter 66. This latter section comes as a result of Judah's exile and our God's word of comfort to his exiled people throughout his prophet Isaiah. Some of the sweetest words any sinner could ever want to hear from God lead off this latter section of Isaiah's book. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Your warfare is now ended. Your iniquity is pardoned. You have received from the Lord double for all your sins. When Judah was led into Babylonian exile, the prophet Jeremiah revealed that their time away from the Holy Land would be that of about 70 years. Isaiah's words were meant to give hope to God's people during that time of exile. Their warfare as Judah in exile would not last forever, and it would be over soon enough. Even though the Judeans well deserved that exile for their faithlessness to God, he would not abandon them forever. As the one who made the promise and as the keeper of all his promises, Almighty God would never, ever forget his people, the people that he had chosen to fulfill all his promises of old. As these words spoken by Isaiah to the people of God would give comfort to these Judeans, they also give comfort to you, the people of God today. As members of the church, you know the trials and temptations that come as God's dear people in this sinful, broken, fallen world. Your sins of thought, word, and deed are ever before you, as the law serves as a mirror, showing you your reflection and your sinfulness. Family members may mock your faithfulness to God's word, your study, and your commitment to his teaching. Friends may look down upon you for your desire, even now, to be in this place on this morning rather than out in the world with them. Illnesses and injuries to family and friends further extend your prayer lists every week. Your own frailty and weakness leaves you feeling depressed and alone. Add to that Satan and his own minions constantly after you to stray you from the straight and narrow and to slowly but surely fall away from faith in Christ. That is your warfare. It is rough. It is strenuous. War is hell, they say, but not quite. Yet you know how hard this life can be. Comfort, comfort ye my people. Speak ye peace, thus saith our Lord. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning neath their sorrow's load. Speak ye to Jerusalem of the peace that waits for them. Tell her that her sins I cover, and her warfare now is over. Even while you continue on in this life, in the battle against sin, against death, and your own flesh and blood, your warfare is over. Your sins have been covered over by Jesus' blood. He has conquered over all that plagues you in this life. No exceptions. Comfort belongs to you, God's people, from our good and gracious Lord. Jesus gives you his peace through the word that declares you righteous, clean, pure in God's sight. That's all that matters. The cross of Jesus is the reason for that. Jesus' selfless sacrifice for you upon the wood of Calvary, his sacrifice for all people, appeased God's justice, his wrath over sin. Jesus alone, no others, paid the price for you for all sin, thus signaling to God the end of the war between God and man. To solidify the words of comfort to God's people, Isaiah then prophesied as 40 continues on, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The wilderness was normally viewed by people as a place to be avoided, and would be the least likely place for God to make an appearance. For usually it was viewed as the dwelling place of Satan, of the minions, the demons that existed. But to talk of the wilderness for the captives in Babylon would be good news for those people. The wilderness for them would be away from their location of captivity and imprisonment. Such a location then would be where their glory, where the glory of their Lord would be revealed. It is this same word of preparation that the word or the prophet John speaks forth in the wilderness of Judea. John is the fulfillment of prophecy. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. And he appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. What no one realized at that time was that this was the beginning of salvation's fulfillment, God's story put into gear. Actually, prophecy became reality in the incarnation of the Son of God in Jesus many years before, but it is John the Baptizer who is the way preparer for the Christ, the Messiah of God. He signals to all around through his preaching the arrival of the Messiah. After me, he says, comes one who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. If John then is the fulfillment of the prophecy regarding the way prepare, then the other prophecies about the Christ must soon be coming true too. The glory of the Lord is about to be revealed in John's midst and the others. Mouth of the Lord will speak. John serves to prepare the way for the coming Christ. And so this is truly a fitting story for the season of Advent. As we celebrate the coming of Jesus, we heed the prophet's call. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, John will say, according to another gospel. That is, be a Christian in all that you think, say, and do. And when you fail, repent. Receive forgiveness for your sins, double what your sin is owed. Receive the Lord's body and his blood in the sacrament regularly and faithfully, and in so doing you are prepared for the coming of Christ. When he returns in glory on the last day, how will he find you? Filled with faith in him for your salvation, or so low on trust in Jesus that you're barely hanging on? By faith in Jesus, hearing his word of the gospel proclaimed to you, receiving the Lord's Supper, you are filled with Jesus, filled with faith, and you are prepared for his return. And the Lord Jesus gets all the credit. He is the one who has made your salvation even a possibility. He is the one who inspired men to write down his holy word in the scriptures as they were guided by the Spirit of God to do. Jesus instituted, began his supper, a covenant meal, so that you can be sure that you have received himself into you, just as sure as you receive bread and wine into your body this day. You can be sure of your salvation, of life, of Jesus for you. God wanted this for his people in exile, to be comforted, to be sure of his presence with them. He wants the same for you, for his people here and now. Jesus came to earth as a baby in Bethlehem for that very reason. He came to give comfort, comfort as only God Almighty can give. While Jesus certainly has caused a lot of division among mankind throughout its history, he has most certainly brought peace between God and man, now and forevermore. That is most important, that we are reconciled to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. For the word of the Lord has spoken, has promised. The word of the Lord has become flesh and has made his dwelling among us over 2,000 years ago. The word of the Lord, Jesus Christ himself, has thus made you clean, forgiven you all your sins. He came to give comfort, to give peace, forgiveness to his dear people. And he gives you those same things as his dear people even now, to his church, to the means of grace. And so, your warfare is now over. Peace with God is yours, even now. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. The peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.